This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we've only got 20 minutes there in the dark and down on a mountaintop in Switzerland at Davos with Ezra Levant. Did an incredible job with his team there confronting globalists. After he leaves us, then I'll show them confronting Tedros, the head of the WHO, the head of the Bill Gates Foundation, the head of the ADL. I mean, it just goes on and on. Just, of course, they famously confronted and got an incredible interview with the head of Pfizer last year. Ezra, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us what's happening there right now, because you guys are literally knocking out of the park yet again.
Thanks very much, Alex. I'm in the town of Closters. I am not in Davos right now. And the reason for that is every single hotel room, every single Airbnb in Davos is booked up by Klaus Schwab and his World Economic Forum. So we have to stay a town away. We have to take the train every day. So I'm in that other town. That's one of the ways that Klaus Schwab manages to control who gets to see and participate at his World Economic Forum. But the positive side of that, Alex, is that they let their guard down. So when we come in, our little team of rebels, they're not expecting us. By the way, there are hundreds of journalists there, but they're regime journalists. They're journalists, get this, Alex, who pay to be there. For example, today I scrummed Richard Quest of CNN, who I actually sort of admire as a journalist. But I asked him, how can you possibly grill Klaus Schwab if you're paying Klaus Schwab $250,000 for your CNN pavilion to be right in the heart of darkness there? And he said, oh, no, I grill him hard. I watched his interview with Schwab, softball after softball. My point, there are actually hundreds of journalists at Davos, but they're members of the World Economic Forum. So by definition, they will never say anything critical. Our little merry band of citizen journalists is circulating around the town. We're not allowed in the conference because we're not accredited in the conference. But like I say, the streets of the town, there's all these VVIPs. So we just scrum them on the streets, and they don't have their usual entourage. And I got to say, Alex, the police in Switzerland have a very light touch. As long as you don't physically, you know, touch any VVIP, the police don't do a thing. So we get to get really up and close to all these VIPs. I see you're showing on the screen right now me with one of the true masters of the universe. That's Chris Elias, one of the presidents managing $67 billion at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Do you think in any other environment I'd be able to stand next to the guy for 10 full minutes? And I personally scrummed John Kerry today, as did my colleague Avi. I talked to a senator, a U.S. senator, Chris Coons. You know, I'm just trying to think. There's so many people. I bumped into the head of the United Nations Development Program. Today I bumped into Penny Pritzker. Now, she had a couple of cops around her, but I got right up next to her, and the cops didn't stop me.
And again, no, Pritzkers are behind the whole transgender cult.
Oh, and the whole family is so political. Joe Biden appointed one of them to be the special envoy of Ukraine. One of them's the boss of Harvard's board. So to have a chance to scrum these folks now, I got to tell you, because we're on the street with them, sometimes we only have 30 seconds before they dash away. For example, today I scrummed an executive with AstraZeneca, and he ran into a bank to avoid me, and he hid there, and then he came out and he had a few talking points, and then he ran into another place. So you never know if you're going to get someone for 30 seconds or 10 minutes. Last year, we managed to scrum Greta Thunberg for a full 20 minutes. Now, she said nothing of interest. She's just a child actor. But my colleague grilled Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL. And my colleague Avi is Jewish, like I am. And I don't know if you saw that video, but
we played it yesterday. It was incredible. Listen, we got to go to break. Some stations join us after this. I know you don't have a lot of time. Hopefully, you can freeze out there and just go you know, at least like 28 after the next break. Because I'll play whatever clips you want. I'm going to play them all after you go. But I'd love to be able to ask you questions. Yeah. Does it seem like last year you guys blew it away? And it seems like this year it's even more amazing. This is what real journalists need to go do. And we're so blessed Rebel Media is there. We'll be right back. Stay with us. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, you don't get more pro-team humanity than RebelNews.com and the great founder and head of it, Ezra Levant, and the rest of his team. And I was asking him during the break, because he's up there covering Davos, standing out in the freezing cold right now to talk to us. Incredible last few days. Head of the UNWHO confronted. John Kerry, the head U.S. climate change power grab envoy, confronted. The head of the ADL confronted. The head of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation confronted. I mean, scrum. They don't confront. They ask them questions and, you know, follow them. And it's just incredible. We have him to the bottom of the hour. After he goes, we're going to play all the clips here. But I just wanted to say to Ezra, I said, what is the most important clip? Because I can't choose which one I think is most important. But I think once you said it, I agree with you. It's the head of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with $60-plus billion under management, buying off media, buying off governments, trying to push the UN treaty to take over our bodies. These are the powerful people you never hear about. So you were telling me that this you think is the most important thing you've done the last few days of all these amazing things. So recap what you were telling me off air.
Sure. I mean, and I'm sorry, it's a little noisy behind me here. I'm at the local train station.
Fine.
I got to tell you, Chris Elias, who's the boss of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, he did not answer my questions. So you might be thinking, well, what's the point of the interview? Well, it's like when we scrummed the Pfizer boss last year. Here, why don't you turn up the volume and I'll be quiet. But listen to how it went.
Yeah, start it from the beginning, because then your questions, because he gets confronted, get 50 million views, and it makes people think about who are these evil spiders in the dark. Start it from the beginning. Right, this is the head of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Here it is.
Can I ask you a few questions about the foundation?
No, unfortunately, I'm running late for something.
Well, I'll walk with you. One of the criticisms is Bill Gates is sort of a master of the universe, but he's not elected at all. But he exerts a lot of power. How do you feel about that? Isn't it a little undemocratic? Is Melinda still involved in the foundation even after the divorce?
But I did not like that he'd had meetings with Jeffrey Epstein.
How many times did Bill Gates actually visit Epstein? I've seen estimates that it was in the dozens. Is that true? Why is it that Bill Gates is out free when others who were involved with Epstein are being prosecuted, like even Prince Andrew's in trouble? How did Bill Gates manage to escape? What was Bill Gates' involvement in the simulation for a worldwide pandemic just months before COVID-19? Has he ever explained that? I was at a pavilion called We Lead. It was a women's rights organization in India. They said that the Bill Gates Foundation was a funder. What are you doing poking around India like that? What's Bill Gates' ambition in India? Bill Gates says he thinks there's too many people in the world. He'd like to see 15 or 20% fewer people at least.
First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
And yet he's behind a lot of vaccine developments. Isn't that sort of a conflict of interest? How can you trust a guy to make medicine if he says there's too many people in the world? Don't you think you have an obligation to be transparent? I don't think I'm asking any questions that you haven't heard before. I bet you have answers to all my questions. Why don't you just clear the air on some of these things? Why do you think you're above scrutiny?
No.
Bill Gates has given more than $300 million to media organizations. I think that's one reason he's been able to skate on the whole Epstein thing. But don't you think just for the public interest, you should have to answer some questions about the billions of dollars you spend distorting public policy? Who have you met with here? And will you ever disclose that? Or do you precisely come to Davos so your meetings are kept secret and no one knows about them? Do you ever talk to the media or only media that Bill Gates buys?
Sorry.
Are you worried that if all the details come out about the Epstein trial, that your boss might get into legal trouble like Prince Andrew did or some of the others on the list? I mean, it must have been bad for Melinda to divorce him over Epstein. I mean, that's what Melinda Gates said.
All right, let's stop there for a minute. We'll go back to it in a minute. Back it up 10 seconds. So Ezra... No, this is incredibly effective. It's why it goes super viral, because they can't respond. It's like he's on the stand. You're saying nothing but truth here. I mean, this is as important as your Borla scrum.
You know, and I think it was wise of you to cut it off. It just keeps going in that vein. But I think the fact that he won't answer, and they were fair questions. They were real, fact-based, journalistic questions. I had a bit of an edge to it, but I wasn't mean. I wasn't swearing. I wasn't blocking him. I wasn't touching him. And for people to hear the case against Bill Gates and his foundation and not get any answers, I think shows that people have never seen a genuine interview of Gates or his henchmen before.
And these are the people that want to control our lives, control our bodies, that are getting the UN treaties through. We should know everything about them. Instead, we don't.
You're right. And so, although I don't get answers, to see him stonewall my fair questions is quite something. And perhaps there are better clips I could have recommended besides me just reading the litany of Bill Gates's crimes to his right-hand man. But there was something cathartic about doing it, I should say. Today I scrummed two different executives from Facebook, and I asked them, because the number one priority for Klaus Schwab is misinformation and disinformation, I asked those two Facebook execs if they were going to use that as a tool or an excuse to censor and manipulate the 2024 U.S. presidential election. Obviously, they wouldn't answer me, but I did have a bit of a dialogue with them. I talked to the CEO of State Street, if you know who I mean. That's
one of the Russian dolls within the whole BlackRock combine.
Yeah, I don't know if you have that clip handy. By the way, all the videos we're doing, we're putting it up on the website, wefreports.com. So your team right now, Alex, can grab any videos, or people who are watching who want to see these things. There's too many of them to play. I mean, and we've got about six we have to have.
That's right, wefreports.com. You're also posting them on X at Ezra Levant. Where else should people find all this incredible groundbreaking information?
Those are the two places. Let me tell you what the State Street guy said. Well, first of all, he tried to ignore me, but I was walking along the side of him. And I said, look, are you pulling back from ESG, environmental, social, and governance? That's sort of the corporate version of DIE, diversity, inclusion, and I forgot the name right now. I'm jet lagged here, Alex. I've been giving her full tilt and equity. That's right. At first he said, no, we're not abandoning ESG. And then I said to him, well, doesn't that violate your fiduciary duty to shareholders? Because your duty is to get a maximum rate of return for shareholders. And he said, oh, no. We stand by our fiduciary duty. These are just long-term issues. It was sort of BS. But like I say, when would I, a citizen journalist, ever have a chance to scrum the CEO of States?
But more importantly, as you said earlier, they get not just hundreds of millions, but billions from these groups, are paid to the corporate media, then the corporate media pays it back to come to these events, and so they're bought and paid for. They're absolutely domesticated journalists at the bare minimum. Most of them just complete agents of these people. So you're spotlighting the planet's ruling class here that they don't want to be spotlighted.
Exactly. For example, there was a BBC reporter. That's the giant state broadcaster in the United Kingdom. He was outraged that we dared even to talk to them. He said, who are you? Who are you? He said, I told him who he was. Well, who are you? Like the contempt there. And the irony is the theme for this year is rebuilding trust. And, you know, it's really crazy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Movement for 3 years to hold them accountable, not here like the mainstream press that are invited guests that will never ask that. He's never been asked those. You could see on his face he's never been asked such tough questions.
All right, the full reports are up at WEF Reports, Rebel News. We're going to post it all on and send the links out on Real Alex Jones. And these are getting millions of views. They need tens of millions of views apiece, like they got last year. They will. But I'm really proud of you, Ezra Levant, and Avi, and your entire team. Nobody could do as good a job just slowly, methodically, being shoved, being pushed by security, putting them on the spot. These oligarchs, these masters of the universe, these eugenicists, these depopulationists, literally try to hide on a mountain away from the population. This is God's work.
Well, thank you. And there was one other gentleman there, my Canadian friend, Andrew Lawton. I want to give him a shout out. He was asking about the lockdown policy. But what you saw there was the entire number of citizen journalists in the entire World Economic Forum. There was no one else in the entire town trying to hold these people to account. By the way, Alex, let me give you an invitation to join us next year. You would be like a kid in a candy store here. You would recognize so many people. And you would have such a knowledge to deploy. Unfortunately, some of the videos you've shown in the last 10 minutes have been very one-sided. Not a lot of answers either from the Gates Foundation guy or from Tedros there. But I should tell you, some of the people we talk to do converse. And sometimes it's not very illuminating. And in their defense, we're sort of jumping out of nowhere to ask them that, so maybe they're not prepared. But there are some interviews that go really well, and some people who talk to us at great length. So you've shown some of the more frustrating ones, but they have their purpose, too, to show how anti-transparent they are. By the way, you know who I saw walking up and down the street about four times? I just didn't have a chance to run up to him. Is Paul Ryan, the former U.S. politician who's now on the board of Fox News. He's out there. I might try and nab him tomorrow. I wonder if he'll be reticent or if he'll talk. But it really is probably the largest single gathering of the masters of the universe. I'm thinking the United Nations when it's in session, but that's just world leaders. This is world leaders of countries plus business people.
Absolutely. And we're going to, after you leave today and tomorrow and throughout the other shows, we're going to be airing all of your reports and linking them at Real Alex Jones on Twitter and Infowars.com. At the time we have, Avi also yesterday was able to scrum the head of the ADL and really hit the nail on the head. The ADL has become this globalist leftist arm to call for censorship, to demonize conservatives, to go after Elon Musk, to go after people that are not involved in any type of racism or any of this. And is very, very dangerous because then when real stuff happens, which is what we've seen lately, where it's very fashionable with the heads of the universities and, you know, the deputy director of the CIA literally, you know, coming out and sounding like Hitler, that Jews are bad or Israel can't exist and from the mountains to the sea. I want to play Avi talking to the head of the ADL here and get your take on it.
How you doing, Jonathan?
Good.
Can I ask you something?
I'm meeting somebody. I'm sorry.
I'll walk with you. Are you like the boy who cried wolf?
Are you?
For so many years, you cried anti-Semitism and you found hatred everywhere, and then finally, I've been meeting from Rebel News.
What's Rebel News?
Rebel News. It doesn't matter, but finally now, when the world has turned so anti-Semitic, no one believes us because of people like you and the work you've done over so many years. Destroying our allies, making lists about our allies, people that actually defend us. You've been a big part of that problem, haven't you? Do you know the boy that cried wolf?
I'm not familiar with this story. Why don't you explain it to me?
Jonathan, I it's not a joke because the Jews around the world, we are feeling the pain, and you've alienated so many of our allies. What about Elon Musk? Somebody that's been so good? No, you got a message for Elon? Thank you, Jonathan. There you go. Nothing to say. Censorship in real life. I bet you I'm going to be on a list tomorrow. Jonathan Greenblatt is a man that has cried anti-Semitism for years. He has found hate. He has made it his job to find hate and anti-Semitism and Jew hatred where it hasn't been. Now, the problem with that is, fast forward to October 7, where many of us Jews are finally seeing real anti-Semitism, but so much of the world is numb to it and don't believe it because he's cried it for so many years. The Jonathan Greenblatts of the world who label anyone with an opposing view as a racist and as anti-Semite, and now suddenly in our darkest days we have no one left to support us. That is why we're here. WFReports.com. Bookmark and support our work.
Ezra, all these globalists, you know, who are you? Look down. Oh, I don't know what Boy Who Cried Wolf is. We know that's a lie. That's probably one of the most famous stories after Little Red Riding Hood. A, why do you think Greenblatt's there? I mean, I know why. They're going to call their opposition to the New World Order and depopulation anti-Semitic. It's very clear they're just hiring him to do that. But give me your take. And then B, he doesn't know who the Boy Who Cried Wolf is. Maybe you can explain it to him.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and I'm really glad that Avi asked that because, I mean, I'm Jewish and so is Avi. And there is some real anti-Semitism in the world. We've seen a lot of it the last 3 months. But what the ADL does is it weaponizes the accusation of anti-Semitism against anyone who's conservative. And he does that because he's a former Obama staffer. He's a left-wing woke extremist. And he's just decided that he can fundraise and get political points by playing the race card or the anti-Semitic card. And he lived off that for years. But now, you know, when there's actually real anti-Semitism, you know, the wolf has come and no one believes the boy who's falsely, who's truly for the first time crying wolf. He is absolutely there. Jonathan Greenblatt is absolutely there to work on censorship of conservative voices. And I have to say, the two names that are on the lips of most people who are attending the World Economic Forum are, number one, Donald Trump. Every single person. Actually, I found one guy wearing a MAGA hat, and he was just sort of a, you know, a rogue guy. He wasn't an official delegate. I interviewed him because I thought, who's wearing a MAGA hat in the Swiss Alps? But other than him, this place hates Donald Trump, and they think they can do something about it. They think that from far away in Europe, they can muster some sort of way to spike and veto.
By the way, I was going to ask you that. John Kerry, not when you guys interviewed him, we'll play that after you leave, but John Kerry said from the podium yesterday, he said, it doesn't matter if you elect Trump, you won't stop our global movement. I mean, this guy's literally saying he'll work against American voters.
Oh, of course. And he always has. Just ask Iran, his best buddies. But other than Donald Trump, you know who they hate the most here, Alex? I know you'll get it in your first guess. Elon Musk. They say that Elon Musk is the biggest danger because Elon Musk did two things. First of all, he made Twitter a free speech zone, as you know personally. And second of all, and perhaps even more important, he revealed the depths that the deep state had gone to infiltrate social media platforms. So he showed it with the Twitter files, but we know, we can assume and extrapolate that that's happening right now at
Facebook. I totally agree. Join us again tomorrow if you can. Please try to get Avi on. We love him. But in closing, is it fair to say they're on their heels? They're in defensive mode. They're calling for censorship as their number one thing because they're desperate?
I don't know. They seem committed. They seem ideologically resolved. I was on the train with a few global warming ladies. One said global warming started the war in Ukraine. It was the best I could do not to laugh out loud. These people, there are inner circle people like the Klaus Schwabs and the Larry Finks and the John Kerrys, but there's a lot of true believers sort of
there's
in the ranks
cult.
Here.
Absolutely. WFReports.com. It's a cult. Thank you, Ezra. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Great job. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to open the phone calls up, interspersed with all the rest of the news that's breaking here in the last half of the broadcast. That's where we're at right now, is the waypoint on this Wednesday, January 17th broadcast. But identifying the globalists, showing the people who runs the world and who are launching these attacks will be the beginning of the end of these people. They can only operate in the shadows, and the bright lights of publicity will bring them down. And if you go look at the comments, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook, where they even try to censor this, they'll be 99% negative against these people. But they're in control of the governments. And that's why if you watch these videos, not just the ones we just played, but other ones I've watched, others we're posting right now at Real Alex Jones, that will be airing, it is a cult. That's what Ezra said. He's right. They're committed. And what are they unified around? Global domination to carry out depopulation because they're so full of hatred for the general public and see the Earth's resources as theirs and that we're like roaches or something that have gotten into the pantry. So if we behave like roaches and aren't men and don't organize and don't stand up against these people, I guess we kind of deserve what happens to us, right? But I've been on air 30 years in April. So coming up in about 2 months, 30 years. And nobody, we're talking 1% of people even had any inkling of this. Now it's like 30%. That's a very low estimation, probably higher. So this is a process, and I wish we could have stopped them before they went from beta to operational. But we're inside the New World Order now. So I want to open the phones up for first-time callers on any subject you want to call in about. But I would also like to hear from some of you on Disease X and on governments developing and admitting or developing pathogens that kill the vast majority of people that are infected with it. And how obvious it is they're gearing up and saying they're gearing up to take control of our lives using these systems. I want to talk about Disease X. I want to talk about the Texas governor shutting down a part of the border and backing up the illegal aliens and the Fed saying they're going to have a confrontation today. I want to talk about all the other things happening in our world and all the different angles and things that you're going to bring up and that I'm going to bring up. But I love taking your calls because it takes us in unexpected directions. And then, of course, I've got a lot of other news here that we're going to be getting to as well. Like Putin says, past U.S. elections rigged by postal voting. And then the media goes on to say, without any proof. What about 2,000 mules? What about all the indictments you never hear about in the news? Where they go to safe houses and be given hundreds of ballots with people's names filled out on them to go stick them in mailboxes in the key battleground states. We know what they did. So how do we counter that going into this critical election? And what do you make of Iowa and New Hampshire and everything that's coming up? So I'm going to open the phones up right now, and I'm going to give out the toll-free number. All I ask is you be a first-time caller. About half the time we do first-time callers so that people that never had a chance to get involved on air will be able to join us. We have so many great listeners, nothing against the folks that are really good at speed dialing, but we want to give other people a chance here. And then tomorrow I'll open the phones up for everybody. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. All right. I've both got clips of the globalists making announcements at Davos, which are all horribly cryptic and out of control. And then I've got the great folks at Rebel News scrumming them, as it's called, following them and asking them questions. Let's go to another Rebel News clip here while the calls are coming in. Let's go to John Kerry, the climate envoy. Let's first go to a clip of him being confronted in a friendly way by Rebel Media. And then I want to go to the clip here where he says no president can stop us. That's clip one. WEF, John Kerry boasted rapid progress in the green transition. That's the deindustrialization total takeover by them. And takes a dig at Donald Trump, stating that no one politician anywhere in the world can undo what is happening now. Let me translate that. You have all these big mega banks that control 88% of all the currency and all the stock and all the money. And they did it through fractional reserve banking, private central banks giving them unlimited money, nobody else. And now they want to control your life. Now they want to control every asset down to your body. And for them, nothing's opposed them, nothing stopped them, so why shouldn't they? And they just did a test where they killed at least 17 million of us. That is a big deal. So, you know, I mean, I just say that, and that's a low number. And it's admitted. Insurance company, actuaries, you name it. And just let that sink in, how it's just a flippant, yeah, they starved 80-plus million people to death in the lockdowns. And, yeah, they killed 70 million people with the shot. And, yeah, more are dying from it. But that's just, you know, that's just how it is. I mean, wow, we're just sitting here watching these people attack us. And you look at the videos of Tedros and his minions from the UN, these self-entitled, self-appointed scum that make Hitler and all his goals of depopulation look sophomoric compared to what they've done, because they're the managers over the crisis and they think you're so stupid. Well, I believe you're not stupid. I believe you've been distracted and diverted into areas that don't matter. And I believe in humanity, and we are turning the tide. Yuval Noah Harari said at Davos a few days ago, he said, we're losing. And if Donald Trump wins, it's a death blow to our plan for the world, the post-human world. So here's two clips of John Kerry.
My bottom line is this. I am convinced now because of what is happening in the marketplace. You know, smart CEOs of the biggest companies in the world, Microsoft, you know, Google, Apple, Salesforce, FedEx, Boeing, Ford, Mercedes, that's what I mean, automobile dealers, all through the food chain. We are seeing CEOs make the decision that they're committing their companies to maybe pay a little bit of a green premium, but in the end, create a supply chain that is going to provide everybody the ability to be able to join up and enjoy the benefits here. So you're going to hear from a handful of our members today about how they are driving transformation through FMC commitments. And you know, it's absolutely critical that we accelerate. I am convinced beyond any doubt that because of the decisions being made in the marketplace now, because, I mean, you know as well as I do, even if, you know, I don't want this, obviously, but if you wound up with a different president who was opposed to climate crisis, I got news for you. No one politician anywhere in the world can undo what is happening now. The marketplace is doing this. And the only issue for all of us is not whether or not we can get or will get to a low-carbon, no-carbon economy globally. We will. The only question is, will we get there in time to meet the challenge of the scientists order to avoid the worst consequences?
So you are the carbon they want to restrict, and they're getting rid of every industry and building a bridge to nowhere. I've got countless videos out of Illinois, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Canada, where all over the road are just hundreds of dead electric cars because lithium batteries don't work in the cold. That people go out to ski resorts and they ask, why is my phone, it was fully charged, why is it dead? Because they don't operate in the cold, it drains the battery. It's a bridge to nowhere. It doesn't work. It needs coal to get the power to begin with that creates more carbon. And by the way, carbon's good. You are carbon. Skip the break. So let's go to the next Kerry clip. Here he is being in front.
What's the carbon footprint of these events every single year that you come here? You think it's worth it? Peasants pay for your crimes?
That's a stupid question.
Is it really? Is it more stupid than you traveling here to tell us? Sorry?
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Because I don't think the international order built after 1945 is getting replaced wholesale with some new order. It will obviously evolve as it has evolved multiple times over the decades since 1945. But I do think in a more sharp and distinctive way, we are moving into a new era, and that's what I talked about in my remarks, that we are, you know, the post-Cold War era has come to a close. We're at the start of something new. We have the capacity to shape what that looks like. And at the heart of it will be many of the core principles and core institutions of the existing order, adapted for the challenges that we face today.
What were your goals here at the World Economic Forum? That's not a tough question. I'm just curious what your goals are. Look, why won't you answer that? That's not a gotcha. Look, what are your goals here at the World Economic Forum? Can I ask you a little bit about State Street and ESG? Are you pulling back from it the same way BlackRock is?
No. And why don't we just set this up formally? But no, we're not pulling back from it.
Well, what about critics like Elon Musk who say it's a kind of reverse racism?
Elon's got his opinion.
What about shareholders who say you're putting other goals ahead of your fiduciary duties? You're putting cultural Marxism or affirmative action. Those may be political values, but they're not designed to get a maximum rate of return.
If there's firms that are doing that, I don't know that. That's not how we do it. We have one focus, which is shareholder value, period.
Well, then how, you just told me, though, you're sticking with ESG.
We stick with value. It's about value, not values.
Could I ask you about state governments that are pulling their funds out of ESG firms, like the state of Florida, for example? Are you worried that the State Street will be hit by divestment from companies that are rejecting ESG?
So we only focus on creating value for our shareholders. And if you look at our track record, that's all that we've ever done. And what we focus on is what do long-term investors need to be thinking about? What are the kinds of risks they need to be thinking about? And they need to make the decision. And that's what we've always done.
What were your goals? What are your goals here?
I'm done.
Okay. Yeah, I see you're walking. I propose to walk with you. I'd like to ask what your goals are here today. What were your goals here at the World Economic Forum? That's not a tough question. I'm just curious what your goals are. Well, why won't you answer that? That's not a gotcha. Look, what are your goals here at the World Economic Forum? I mean, is there something you'd like to say? I mean, that's not a trick or a trap. It's just curious what your goals are at the World Economic Forum. Some people criticize it for being not transparent. For example, there's lobbying going on that's not registered. There's foreign agents. Is that why you're here? Did you have any meetings with politicians that you're not going to register? Like, have you had any meetings with politicians, for example, from Ukraine about rebuilding Ukraine after the war? I think it's a good look for State Street not to ask and not to answer even basic questions. Are you worried about misinformation and disinformation? That's been a big focus of the World Economic Forum this year. Do you agree with that? You don't have enough credentials to go up there, apparently.
I'm here in Davos, Switzerland, with a team of six journalists from Rebel News. You may remember, last year we managed to scrum the CEO of Pfizer and Greta Thunberg and other people who want to control your life. We might even bump into the chief of BlackRock, Larry Fink. If you think our journalism is interesting and important, please go to WEFreports.com. All our videos will be there. And if you can, please chip in a few bucks to crowdfund our economy class airfare to get here.
Absolutely. And again, I'm not financially involved with the great folks at Rebel Media, but they're fighting for my family and your family. You should support them. And that's, before I go to your calls, that's what I was going to say. We're not bankrolled by the globalists, folks. We're bankrolled by you. And here's just an example of how the ESGs, the corporate system, work. When they shut the economy down 3.5 years ago, we had 8 different supplement suppliers, some of the best in the country. 5 of them were bought by BlackRock State Street Investment. And they just came to us and said, we're no longer doing business with you. You're Alex Jones. Not just trying to take us off the internet, not just debanking us, not letting us go with companies we had good relationships with for over a decade and were good customers and paid on time for the product. They said no. Now, they don't control the whole economy, so we just found other places and even in many cases made stuff better. But it took a year to figure all that out and almost sunk us. So that's the real world of being put in the digital gulag. That's why. Get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get our Team Humanity t-shirt, get our new 1776 t-shirt, they're limited edition. We're taking these globalists on, folks, but we can't do it without you. And I'm not bitching, but don't just take it for granted that we'll always be here without your support. Plus, you need these products. Right now, we have the new big special going. Even though both these products are selling out, we're still discounting it at 50% because we got to move it now to fund the operation. So take advantage of this. You want DNA Force Plus. You want Real Red Pill Plus. I'm not going to spend an hour telling you why they're so amazing or what's in them. Go research it. And you'll be like, wow, these are incredible. Take it and see what happens for your whole body, your stamina, your focus, your energy, everything. We have the supercharged special of Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus together for 50% off or 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, I research whatever the hottest science and trends are and what's been proven to be the best. And when I learned about this a couple years ago and started getting ready to develop it, people said, well, you don't know about that. Everybody knows that. Well, I didn't know it. Most, particularly white people, cells do not break down folic acid like they should. But you can take methylfolate. This is what all the Olympians do, and black, white, doesn't matter. It cleans out your cells. It supercharges you. So it's a clean energy without any letdown. In fact, it's the opposite. And it's so amazing. Anybody that takes it will get a response. But if you're a Northern European, particularly, who tend to have a genetic problem with your cells breaking down folic acid, you need methylfolate with B complex of the right organic type to supercharge it in and out of the cells. You want to get right now at InfoWarsStore.com next level foundational energy. It's going to sell out in the next week or so, and you'll say, wow, we want more. We knew it'd be a good seller. We had limited money. We only got a very small run of it. It will be sold out in days, and then it'll be months till more comes in. But we'll then build it because people are going to know how good it works. So instead of getting 10,000 bottles, we'll get 20,000 bottles. Because people are like, what? Because we know how this works. We know when you take something and it works, you get it again. So we're down to a couple thousand bottles. It funds the operation. Get next level foundational energy right now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And again, without getting into all the complexities, in the bankruptcy of this operation, which we're still on air here later, we're staying on air, it's going through, praise God, it's wonderful. That's why you don't hear about it in the news anymore. The judge said, I got to pay half the bills because he believed them, saying I had $400 million when I was already upside down in the bankruptcy. Now, you can read in the news, Jones is broke because that was always my line to you. It's okay. But I need to sell my book, The Great Awakening. Plus, it's an amazing book. And the judge allows me to have some of the money from my book sale to pay my bills, which is great. So if you want to keep us on air, plus get a great book, get the fundraiser signed copy of The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. It's twice the length of the last book. The last book's excellent as well. The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's the Death Star plans. This is the attack on the destruction of the Death Star and launching a new system. Team Humanity is counting on you. Thank you all for your support. Everybody, please go get the book if you haven't. I want to thank those that did. And then in closing, I'm going to break. I'm coming back with a full hour of your calls. So Tim, Jack, Jay, William, Danny, everybody, I'm going right to you. We come back in 2 minutes. DrJonesNaturals.com has got a bunch of products that are available there that are not available at InfoWarsStore.com. And some of that has to do with the bankruptcy. There's not enough money in the bankruptcy to order the products. We don't have them. But, hey, the famous silver, nano silver toothpaste with the iodine, the tea tree, it's so incredible. Our best-selling ever. It's finally back. Limited run of Super Blue. This is not the Super Blue without the nano silver. This is Super Blue with the nano silver, and a bunch of other products you can't get at InfoWarsStore.com are exclusively available at DrJonesNaturals.com, and it's a great sponsor for the operation. And the deep state tried to destroy my dad, and so you're supporting the family here when you do this. My dad's a great guy, and he's totally committed, and he's just really a scientist as well, and he just makes great products. InfoWarsStore.com for all the other products, but for the other products you can't get, like the Nano Silver Iodine Toothpaste, Super Blue Toothpaste with Nano Silver and Iodine at DrJonesNaturals.com. Your call's 2 minutes away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.